I think we had now nearly 2 weeks of conditioning. Tough time. Weather condition at times was brutal, but the players understood why we're doing those work in terms of conditioning. I think it is needed for the way we want to play. The players buying into it and responding very well. And unfortunately, what happened to Luke, it was the only setback we had so far. Very unfortunate situation. Twisted his knee, was nobody around in the last minute of a training session, and but it's not the end of the world. We are expecting him to be back between 4 and 6 weeks, and the rest of the squad is fine, a little bit tired, not physical and mentally, and but that is exactly where we want them to be at that moment in time, and going into tomorrow's first friendly game against Harrogate.
About Luke Murphy, I mean, obviously it's, was he going to be a key player for? Because he had a magnificent end to the season last year.
Yes, I know Luke from my time in Brentford, and he played a crew in League One, and I admired him. He was one of the outstanding players in that league. Then he got his big move to Leeds, and especially in the end of last season, the way he finished the season was very strong, and I was very looking much forward to working with him. And he came back in good spirit, and then that happened. But that is life sometimes, so there's no problems, it's just obstacles, and we have to overcome them together, and I'm sure Luke will work very, very hard in his rehabilitation, and he will be back in very short time.
You've got a series of friendlies coming up. What type of side can we expect at Harrogate on Friday?
We're not preparing specially for that game. I'll be now in a period where I'm assessing the squad, trying out certain things. The main part of that first 2 weeks is the conditioning, to bring the players up to speed, to lay the foundation for the next 10 months, not for the next game tomorrow. I think that's very important to realise. And I want tomorrow we play two teams, everybody gets a run out, 45 minutes. We had today two hard sessions, so players can impress. I want to play the players at the moment not capable of playing 90 minutes tempo football, but 45 minutes should be capable for everybody to do, and that's what we try to see tomorrow. The legs a little bit tired, the head a little bit tired, but going out and express himself and playing in a good tempo.
So all the players, are they all in your plans for day one? You've not picked your team yet, or you're not sure what your team will be on day one?
I think it would be completely wrong to pick the team after 1 week training with the players. I think everybody, I told the media, everybody get a chance with me. So far the players working very, very hard, and now it's time to bring that effort and that commitment, what I did in the conditioning and the running, into the football. We're having now 5 pre-season games. We have one or two more lined up than is needed, and then we will make a decision who will start the season. So for me, now the real part starts now.
Are you anticipating any more movements in and out of the club prior to the first
I think
game?
We already came a good way. I'm happy with what we did so far. We're still working on one or two things, but we are not in a rush. I think it's very important to assess the players we have already, to not decline from the beginning one or two players. It's important to see everybody in training, but also in action with the friendly games. And then we make a decision. The transfer window is open till the end of August, so we have enough time, and everybody can impress.